Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Permian Basin International Oil Show, the spectacular podcast party brought to you by the Wireline Group. My name is Jason Spies. I'm with the Crude Life. Here we are today. We're doing all kinds of interviews from people coming and going on the stands. We've got a gentleman, Braden Gilbert, out of Round Rock, Texas, Micro BAC International. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing peachy. I'm here.
Peachy.
Peachy and well.
Peach pie, peach cobbler. That's a good day to have, buddy.
always. Yeah, it's good to be out here. It's good weather, good oil prices, good community.
How's the show treating you?
Show's going pretty well. This is the first time for us to come out here, and it's really a different take. We're predominantly on the engineering side of things, SPE. So it's good to come out here and kind of be out in Midland. We're, again, traditionally more engineering focused and actually more international. We haven't done a whole lot of work in, you know, the continental U.S. So this is a great opportunity for us to get out here.
Micro BAC, meaning?
Micro back.
Micro back. I was going to ask you, is it pronounced back or BAC?
It's pronounced back, but okay. It's not confused with micro back laboratories. There's micro back. There's tons of micro backs, but we're micro back. International. The website for that is micro and then hyphen or a minus sign and then BAC.com. So it's micro-BAC.com.
That sounds good. Okay. Micro, that's obviously small.
Small, true.
And then the back.
What do you think it is?
You know what? I'm not even sure. So talk to me about that.
Well, it's not, you know, we're not making chemical weapons.
Okay.
So we'll start there. What it's really going to be about is it's bacteria. We're talking about bacteria putting in positive microbes. The elevator pitch that we're really going with is that if you're using surfactants, enzymes, chemicals, enhanced oil recovery, really anything to do with enhanced oil recovery or maintenance on your oil well, bacteria can be a replacement for those costs. And the economics are really what's driving the conversation. If you're busy treating, you know, every month or every quarter, we can stretch that out. You can colonize your well, depending on certain, you know, factors, temperature, pressure, pH, whatnot. You can colonize your well with good bacteria, which will in turn release enzymes and surfactants that will improve your flowability. Improve flow, break down paraffin, prevent paraffin.
So one thing we say is the, you know, the upstream, the downstream, the midstream, the salmon stream, the trout stream, that's really what the oil industry is, because
100%.
You know, truckers are actually transportation. They're not oil and gas.
100%.
I'm communications. I'm not oil and gas. The cafe owners, food and beverage, right? That whole thing, hospitality. Who's your customer?
Really, it's going to that's a, so to be honest,
tough question for some people actually, who their customer is.
It's almost everyone, because we have agricultural products that you can apply to your lawn for antifungal activities.
Sure. So
we can for ag. I can sell to a farmer and improve his peanut or corn crop by several bushels per acre.
That's the first time peanut crops have made a showing on the Crude Life. Up north, it's always wheat.
Frame it and put it on the wall.
Baby. All right.
Frame it and put it on the wall.
You
Here we go.
Have cotton on the program, but peanuts are first. All
Here
right.
we go.
So you guys do ag?
We do ag.
Municipalities?
Municipalities as well. Wastewater.
Okay. That's so basically, you guys are anybody.
Anybody
that needs that specific type of product.
Correct. Okay. So agricultural production, yep. Wastewater management, hazardous environmental waste, everything from hydrocarbons, even PFAS. We're working on solutions for PFAS, some of those quote-unquote forever chemicals. Mm-hmm. So hazardous contaminated waste. And then we're also looking at, you know, desalinization is something that you can also do with the biology. It's scientifically there. Economics aren't there yet. But desalinization, and then finally oil production. So everything from tank cleaning to enhanced oil recovery to frack well repair to, you know, you really name it. We've got a product for it.
Talk to me a little bit about what you guys are looking at for next year. You know, let's say that, you know, the oil and gas companies are going in their annual meetings. You need to get in front of people to get on, or you need to get on the table, basically. So talk to the operators, talk to the people making decisions. How can you get them business?
There's been a lot of snake oil.
There's been a lot
of bacterial snake oils that have come through the market. And I'm going to start off by saying, Microback, we're 40 years strong. 40 years strong, and we've been here. We've been there, we've been everywhere. You can throw a dart at a map and you'll hit a country that we've treated an oil well in, unless they don't have oil, and then that's another question. But besides that point, we've been everywhere. So when you look at the oil industry, everyone talks about the boom and the bust and the bubble and whatnot. Look at the longevity. Look at what it takes to treat an oil well today and say, when's the next time I want to treat this well? You know, what are my long-term economics regardless of the price? If I can, if oil is good today and I can make an investment to treat it today, if it goes bad tomorrow, or if it goes bad 3 months from now, or if it goes bad, you know, 5 years from now, who knows? You can treat today and you can know that you're good for a long time, multiple months. So this is a long-term investment to maintain your production numbers, to maintain the integrity, to prevent corrosion and scale. Enhanced oil recovery is, it covers kind of a large margin or a large spread of topics. But when you look at a bacterial treatment over a chemical treatment, you're looking at the long term. You're looking at the economics from a mile high, saying, you know, I can afford it today, and tomorrow when I don't want to do treatments because oil isn't good, I'll still be reaping the benefits of affording it today.
Tell you, the oil enhanced recovery business, that is the new niche in oil and gas.
100%.
You know, it's a way for operators to, at some point, somebody forgot to carry a one somewhere, and the downward spikes were happening, the downward curves were happening a little bit faster than they thought, and so this oil enhanced recovery became, it was
a blanket term.
It was the most organic industry that popped out of nowhere so quickly. I mean, it was there before.
Yeah. 100%.
It just kind of, it's like hydraulic fracturing. People forget that's been around since like the early 2000s.
Correct.
But most people didn't know it till the 2008, 2009, 2010-ish. So.
Correct. And like, so I say EOR, enhanced oil recovery. There's you know, EChop, which is enhanced cold heavy oil production, because heavy oil production predominantly, you know, CO2 floods, using thermal to some extent. Using bacteria to produce heavy oil, using you know, bacteria to improve horizontal production wells, even if you only have one, if you're not in a flood situation and you're working on the horizontal and you can't get back to the toe, you know, these are products that move. Chemicals are inert, so when you put them in there, they're going to be bound to fluid dynamics and the movement of fluids in your reservoir. Bacteria are living; they're going to colonize, they're going to move around and do what they need to do based on, you know, survivability. So we look at all the characteristics, we look at the buzzwords going on, and we try and cut through all that and look at the economics. That's what it drives down to.
Anyway, people can get in touch with you.
100%. You can reach out, microback.com. There's micro, minus sign, or a hyphen, or a dash, whichever one, you know, pick whichever one you want to call it or whatever's on your keyboard. So micro-bac.com. You can give us a call, 512-310-9000. It's kind of like you're in prison, one of those easy phone numbers to remember. Don't call me if you're in prison. Unless you want to buy bacteria for your prison, then that's a different story.
Hashtags are very similar. Pound sign, tic-tac-toe, hashtag, right?
Exactly. There's others, too.
Yeah, we just say hash browns. It's much easier.
Now you're making me hungry.
Exactly. Well, sir, thank you very much.
Thank
you. I appreciate that.
Anytime.
Braden Gilbert, micro-bac International. My name is Jason Spies here at the Permian Basin International Oil Show podcast party, brought to you by the Wireline Group.